Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me start with the big news today, and it's really happening on two fronts. And I don't think it bodes well for our ability to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus here in the U.S. First, we'll start at the White House, where the president's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, has tested positive for coronavirus. He's the highest level official, and he's the official closest to the president to test positive so far. He's isolating at home. He's working remotely. But what appears to have happened is his daughter, who's college-aged, she got it and then brought it home to her parents. And that's how the national security advisor wound up being infected with COVID-19. And that's something that we're seeing a lot here across the state of Florida. The early round of transmission was spread among young adults, and then gradually that spread started to include older adults, parents, grandparents, people like that. The fact that we're seeing this, though, with the national security advisor, and look, this is a repeated problem within the White House. And I got to be honest with you, I think the White House is doing pretty much everything they can do. I think, you know, the rapid testing is there. The contact tracing efforts are there, not for the entire country, but for the White House. And they still weren't able to keep this high-level official from being infected. Also, you had one of the president's personal valets. You had the vice president's press secretary, Katie Miller, and a few others who have been infected with the coronavirus. So that just goes to show you the difficulty in mitigating and suppressing this virus. They are doing everything they can at the White House, and they have tools that we don't have in our area of Tampa Bay, in the state of Florida, or in most places across the country, and they're still struggling to keep it out. And then that brings us to Major League Baseball. And here you have an organization that essentially has unlimited resources when it comes to protecting players and protecting the sport. And after just a couple of days of baseball, the whole season is potentially at risk if they don't get this thing under control. At least 14 members of the Miami Marlins tested positive for the coronavirus. That led to games being canceled in Miami and Philadelphia. There was also an emergency meeting. And look, if Major League Baseball can't keep the virus out of its clubhouses, what does that say about universities or high schools? What does that say about a full-on reopening of businesses? What does that say about bars? You know, this virus, it's a difficult one to get a handle on. We've seen that from the beginning. And here you have the White House and you have Major League Baseball, a business and an organization that has all the resources needed to protect those who play the game, yet still problems keep arising. Now, I watched some baseball over the weekend, and I was a little surprised at some of what I saw. There definitely wasn't a major effort, at least in the games that I watched, to keep players separated, to practice social distancing among players. I mean, you've got an empty ballpark, and still you had a lot of players in the dugouts, obviously after some big plays. Their celebrations, high fives, all of that kind of stuff. And I was a little surprised at what I saw, because baseball was the one sport that I felt like you could probably do and control the virus just because of the way it's played. And if baseball can't control it, now you have to hope for the NBA and Major League Soccer and the NHL that the bubbles that have been created for those sports leagues to keep players safe and to keep them separate from the public, you have to hope that those bubbles hold. Because if they don't, you've got a problem on your hands. I don't know how you're going to be able to go forward with the season. Now, for the NHL, they're up in Canada. A little bit of a different situation up there. Maybe they'll have a little bit more luck. Let's hope. The NBA is going to be a very interesting experiment because in the NBA, there's just no social distancing during the game. Same with football. It's just not possible the way the game's played. Same with the NHL, but I would say the worst is probably the NBA followed by the NFL. But I think this should be an eye-opener for everybody. Again, you have the White House, and they've been on top of it when it comes to testing their own people and doing the contact tracing. Now, they haven't done a great job at wearing face masks all the time. That's gotten better as of late. But they certainly have the tools to make sure people are continually getting tested. And if somebody does get infected, they're doing the contact tracing that we've talked so much about here in Florida is lacking. They're doing it. Yet you still see people around the president getting infected. And then when it comes to Major League Baseball, this is a big deal. And you've got to take what we're seeing, especially in the case of Major League Baseball, and you have to take a look at sending students back to universities. How is that going to work? And you're not talking about the testing capabilities, the contact tracing capabilities in universities or in high schools that we have for Major League Baseball because the funding just isn't there. Or if you continue to expand the reopening of the economy with the virus so prevalent throughout society, those tools aren't as solid for the general public as they are for, say, the White House or these major sports leagues. How are you going to be able to control outbreaks? Real questions.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.